Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of KJV, BibleBelievers.com, and part two of this special two-part study titled, The Pope is Antichrist. In part one, we have already seen overwhelming proof from Scripture and the testimony of Bible believers throughout the centuries, and even from Roman Catholic bishops and the popes themselves, all proving that the Pope is Antichrist. In part two, we will see additional evidence and discuss just how things might work out in these end times once the final Pope enters the scene and takes over the world church and state government predicted for destruction in Revelation chapter 17 and 18. So with that background, we invite you to join us for the conclusion of our study. This is part two of two. The Pope is Antichrist. And it's a fake Mary. It's a devil. That's not the real Mary they're praying to. But here's what he said, quote, "We readily understand the devotion of St. Francis of Assisi for the Lord Pope. The daughterly outspokenness of St. Catherine of Siena towards the one whom she called sweet Christ on the earth," end quote. Listen, St. Francis of Assisi, you hear all kinds of preachers quote him like he was some great thing, and he was a dedicated papist. He served the Pope. He didn't serve Jesus Christ. If you got books by St. Francis and you look close enough, you'll see the man was not a worshiper of Jesus Christ. He was a worshiper of the Pope. And this St. Catherine, in another quote I don't have with me tonight, but we put it on the Facebook group a couple weeks ago, St. Catherine here of Siena said, "Even if we knew that the Pope was Satan himself, we should still obey him."
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. "He is the one spoken of in 2 Thessalonians 2:4 who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God." Did we just see that? "Or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now this is reference to the final Pope who is going to go into the city of Jerusalem. Now if you think you've seen something already, we should put seatbelts on these chairs. Because I'm going to show you that the Pope who claims to be the King of Jerusalem is taking over the city of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Right now.
As we speak.
I'm going to show it to you. Before we do, here's Cotton Mather, who's one of the Puritan preachers of the United States of America was founded. He said, quote, "The oracles of God foretold the rising of an Antichrist in the Christian church. And in the Pope of Rome, all the characteristics of that Antichrist are so marvelously answered that if any who read the Scriptures do not see it, there is a marvelous blindness upon them." End quote. Now, a couple of us have talked about this. There's kind of a thing going on trying to say that the Pope's going to be a Muslim. They're not far off. I believe that there's going to be a Mufti, what they call him, the Mahdi, I believe it is. And he is going to head up the Gog-Magog war that we've been talking about on Sundays. And a lot of people are going to think he is the Antichrist because it's going to look like it, just like Hitler looked like it. But he's not the Antichrist. And the only way you'll know he's the Antichrist is he'll do two things. Number one, he'll confirm the covenant for 7 years and allowing Israel to build a temple and start the sacrifice. And then halfway through the tribulation, he will enter into that temple that we just read about and declare himself to be God. He'll cease the sacrifice in the temple in the tribulation and set himself up in the Holy of Holies as God.
But the guy started the Gog-Magog war, he's doing it by war and blood, but the Antichrist will do it with
peace.
Yes, with a
bow with no arrows. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll win by flatteries. That's right. The Magog-Magog leader comes in just killing. But not the Antichrist. Comes in like Obama. John Knox is one of the most famous reformers. He says the Pope is, quote, the very Antichrist, the son and son of perdition, of whom Paul speaks. Now, I want you to look up there, that good, godly Pope John Paul II with his upside-down cross.
Yeah, really?
And you'll find that if you watch for it now, you'll start seeing it. I'll tell you a couple other things you're going to start seeing if you start looking for it. They carry a satanic staff with a serpent head on it. They also do a hand gesture that is occultic, talismanic sign gesture. It is occultic. It's not from God. It's not from Scripture. He wears that cap, the one that you can see. It's the cap of Dagon, the false god. He's got it on right there. That cap he's got on right there is the cap. It's called the cap of Dagon.
Where's the dragon?
Where's Dagon? Do you remember Dagon?
He's the dragon.
Not Dagon. I said Dagon. Dagon is that false god in the Old Testament that the Philistines worshipped. And the Palestinians, that's right. Same thing. It is. They're synonyms. Charles Spurgeon. Boy, there's all kinds of people that quote him, but they will never quote this. Quote, "It is the bounden duty of every Christian to pray against Antichrist. And as to what Antichrist is, no sane man ought to raise a question. If it be not the popery and the Church of Rome, there is nothing in the world that can be called by that name." End quote. Your Honor, I'm not through. Still laying out the case. Now in Revelation 17:3, watch this. "So he carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-collared beast." Just any time you want to turn on the Vatican, you're going to see him wearing scarlet. The whole College of Cardinals comes in black and scarlet and purple. Full of what?
Names of blasphemy.
Names of blasphemy. Having seven heads and ten horns. Now, we're going to study this more in depth in a few weeks when we get to Revelation 17, but I want you to see something. The Pope wears seven names of blasphemy. Holy Father is only used of God the Father. John 17:11. And the Pope claims it for himself. Pontifex Maximus is the pagan title of deity. Now we studied that in the Church of Pergamos study. It came over from Mystery Babylon over to Pergamos and to Rome. That title. First to the Caesar, then through Constantine to the papacy. Number three, he's called Blessed Father. Look it up, Matthew 23:9. That's a reference to God the Father. Number four, Monsignor. That means my Lord. What did Thomas say? My Lord and my God. Number five, Holy Reverend. Psalm 111:19 says, God alone is reverend and holy. Number six, His Holiness. Revelation 15:4, look it up. And Vicar of Christ, which we already saw, is His claim to be Christ on earth, which is actually literally translated Antichrist. Seven names of blasphemy, every pope wears them. Now here's what John Wesley said. Quote, "He is in an emphatical sense the man of sin." That's a title of Antichrist. "As he increases all manner of sin above measure. And he is too, properly styled, the son of perdition," which is a title for Antichrist. "As he has caused the death of numberless multitudes," read it in Fox's Book of Martyrs, "both of his opposers and followers, he it is that exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, claiming the highest power and highest honor, claiming the prerogatives which belong to God alone." End quote. That's the founder of Methodism, the founder of the United Methodist Church. They wouldn't let him preach in their churches today.
That's right.
That's how far apostate the United Methodist Church has become today. And I know men who were Methodists and they got kicked out because they preached the literal truths of Scripture. They have lesbians, by the way, in their churches. Now, I'm going to take just a second here to show you something. Now, I want to show you... Now,
You got your seatbelts on? Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. What's going on underneath this, what you're about to see? There are chapels underneath that where they're actually involved in black mass and satanic worship in the Vatican. This is what's done in public, though. This is out in the open. In a few moments, the Pope's deacon, who kind of does the service for him, is going to invoke Lucifer. And you're going to see it. And this was Easter Vigil Mass of last year. Now this is the English translation. He is singing, "Flaming Lucifer finds mankind. I say, O Lucifer, who will never be defeated, Christ is your son, who came back from hell, shed his peaceful light, and is alive and reigns in the world without end." And we're going to cover it. Just keep watching. He repeats it. Here's the Latin. They're going to show you the Latin, if anybody knows Latin.
Oramus ergo te, Domine, ut cereus iste in honorem tui nomini.
Now we'll stop for just a second. I'll play it again because he repeats it, so you'll hear it again. But here's the defense that the Catholic apologists will say is Lucifer should be translated morning star. So he's not actually calling on Lucifer, he's calling on Jesus. That doesn't work. But see, that doesn't even work because, look at it. He says, just keep that in mind, I'll show you why it doesn't work in just a second. It's totally bogus. First of all, Lucifer doesn't mean morning star, it means light bearer.
That's right. Son of the lesser light.
Yes, but even that doesn't work. In a second, you'll see why.
Ad noctis uius caligine destruendam, in deficiens persevere, et in odorem suavitatis acceptus, supernis luminaribus misceatur, flammas eius, Lucifer matutinus inveniat. Ille in quam Lucifer qui nescit occasum, Christus filius tuus.
Now, here's the thing, is their defense doesn't work, because if you do replace the word Lucifer with morning star, then it's saying that Christ is the son of the morning star. No, he's the son of the Father. It doesn't work. Yes. And it's not morning star, it's light bearer if you do translate it. So either way it doesn't work, their defense doesn't hold water. And what we know is we've got insiders who've come out of the Vatican and given first-hand accounts. They have sex slaves. They were caught in the 80s, by the way. They were caught in the 80s bringing in sex slaves into the Vatican. And I've got the documentation on that, but again, for time reasons, I can't get into all that tonight. But you can look it up. Just put in the word Vatican sex slave 1983, I think it was, and you'll get the stories right off the internet. It's out there for anybody to see, but our news media won't report the news.
Is it like with the ancient Rome with the boys?
Same thing, and they're both male and female.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was primarily like old Rome, they would have pick a young boy.
No, this they have male and female sex slaves they bring into the Vatican.
Okay.
And they were busted doing it. And this is where I'm not going to go through all that, but I had this in case anybody questioned that the Catholic defense doesn't stand because the translation would say, "Flaming Jesus, find mankind. I say, O Jesus, who will never be defeated, Christ is your son." That doesn't work. If you replace Lucifer with morning star, you're saying it's Jesus. Now you look at that. It doesn't work. That's not what it says. It's Lucifer. I mean, it says it. It's as plain as can be what he's saying. So, that's why And that stuff's been going on for centuries, folks, but Christians have been lulled to sleep. And I'm not putting anybody down here tonight. I'm just telling you that the mainstream version of evangelical Christianity is false. It's fake. And it's lulling you to sleep with false versions, a watered-down gospel, and it's preparing the world, including professing Christianity, for the false church and the Antichrist. We're seeing the stage set. Now, those who are truly saved go up in the rapture. But everyone who's left behind is already prepared. They're ready for the Antichrist. Most of the music, you go to these churches, they could sing it to the Antichrist. You look at these praise and worship songs in these churches, look at the lyrics. They don't specify anything about the uniqueness of Christ and that He's the only way to heaven and that He's God manifest in the flesh and that His blood does anything. You can't even find the blood in most of the songs today. So you can take most any of the praise and worship music and just sing it to the Antichrist.
Or your cat.
Or dog if you're allergic to cats. Now look, Thomas Cranmer was a Reformation Anglican who said, quote, "Whereof it followeth Rome to be the seat of Antichrist and the Pope to be very Antichrist himself. I could prove the same by many other scriptures. Old writers..." This was 500 years ago. "Old writers and strong reasons," end quote. Listen, there's so many things I'd love to bring up and talk about in here, but I got to say this. There's this delusion among Christians. They'll say, well, we know what the early church believes by reading the church fathers. You ever heard that? That's a lie. The Pope and the Inquisition spent decades destroying everything written that didn't match their doctrine. And the only thing that remains are those writings that did match their doctrine. Do you understand what I just said? They totally purged the world as best they could of people like us who believed the Bible who lived in the early church. And the only writings they left behind were people like Justin Martyr who supported replacement theology that the church is true Israel. They left behind people like Ignatius who declared that the bishop was to be superior over all Christians. They only left the writings behind. Tertullian, the only reason they left his writings is because he did a good job of expressing the Trinity. And there are some things in the Catholic Church that they did get right. The Trinity's one of them until you see how they teach it, and it goes off. So, so many things, but I don't want to lose you on this, but I want to say this. Revelation 17:9, look at this. Read that with me. "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." Now we saw earlier in the previous verse 3 that there were these seven heads. We're going to see this again later, but the seven heads are said by John to be seven mountains. You understand? You hear that? Seven mountains. Rome has always been known as the city on seven hills. And there they are named. And any time in history, when you read history books or anything, it talks about the city on seven hills, it's Rome. How people are going into Revelation 17, 18 and turning it into New York City or Dubai or whatever, it says where it's located. Go to the city on seven hills. Bingo, you've got it. I'm not going to read all those names, but there you can look those up anytime you want to. Rome is the city on seven hills. Now, Roger Williams is declared to be the first Baptist preacher in America by most historians. And he said this, and I'm just saying, Rhode Island, it was the place of religious freedom. But Roger Williams warned people, you should have the freedom of conscience, but you better look out for the Pope. He said, quote, "The pretended vicar of Christ on earth, who sits as God over the temple of God, exalting himself not only above all that is called God, but over the souls and consciences of all his vassals, yea, over the Spirit of Christ, over the Holy Spirit, yea, and God himself, speaking against the God of heaven, thinking to change times and laws, but he is the son of perdition." 2 Thessalonians 2, end quote. Our forefathers of Bible-believing Christians all understood this, and this last day's church is being put to sleep. In Daniel 8:25, we read when we studied Daniel, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand." Masonic craft, witchcraft. Don't miss that. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. Yep. Not by war, by peace.
Yep.
Shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. He's standing up against Jesus Christ. He's Antichrist. The Pope is. But he shall be broken without hand. Why? Because at the end of tribulation, Jesus comes back and by the word of his mouth destroys it.
Amen.
That's how it's going to end. Now, I told you I was going to show you this. Time magazine. Vatican City. Pope to get Jerusalem? Yes. Over and over you're going to see this is what's going on. In April 2009, Ratzinger, known as Benedict, he signed the necessary agreement with the Arab League, and on the 12th of May 2009, the Pope walked on the Temple Mount together with the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem and entered the Dome of the Rock. No Pope had ever done that before. They reached a new agreement, and now pretty much Catholics across the board are allowed to freely go into Muslim mosques.
Ooh.
It is called Chrislam.
Yep.
They're bringing together Roman Catholicism and Islam and all the other world religions.
Ooh, no.
Now, that's what you're looking at, the Mufti of Jerusalem with the Pope in that picture. Now, this just happened this past week. We support Israel. We support the Jews. But we also know they're going to sell their souls to the devil.
Yeah.
Daniel 9:27, they're going to make an agreement with death and hell and make it confirm the covenant with the Antichrist. And they're already setting the stage. They have just had made an historic agreement. And this headline says, Israel seems to have sold Jerusalem to the Vatican. And they're not kidding. An historic agreement has been drafted between Israel and the Vatican. The Israeli authorities have granted the Pope an official seat in the room where the Last Supper is believed to have taken place on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and where David and Solomon, Jewish kings of Judea, are considered by some researchers to also be buried. It's in the works to basically give the Pope control of Jerusalem. And he's not only going to call himself King of Jerusalem, he'll confirm the covenant, and the agreement will include him sitting in Jerusalem as King of Jerusalem. But here's the 1689 London Baptist Confession, chapter 26. This is what all Baptists were taught. Now, you can't really find any Baptists today who are taught this. Quote, neither can the Pope of Rome, this is in their statement of faith, folks, neither can the Pope of Rome in any sense be head, come out of the church thereof, but is that Antichrist, that man of sin and son of perdition, that exalteth himself in the church against Christ and all that is called God, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. End quote. That's their statement of faith, folks. Still. But not all Baptists use that. But that's what all Baptists believed in 1689. They all signed off on this confession. Remember in Daniel 11:12, it said, in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. That's what the Pope is doing right now. Pope John Paul II and Ratzinger have been working in the spirit of Antichrist to do exactly that. Now, we're going to close. I'm going to close, but here's the possible scenario that I see coming down. And I got the Tower of Babel there because that's where it all started. But as head of Vatican State, and again, you have to understand that. The Vatican is a state. It is a member of the United Nations. It has a flag. It has a Pledge of Allegiance or whatever they call it. It has a standing army. It's not very large right now, but it'll get bigger when he takes over Europe. And he has the European army. But as head of Vatican State, they will be, I can't remember what the date is, they are now considered a member nation of the European Union. And so, the European Union rules are that every head of state takes turns and actually sits as head of Europe. So as a member of the European Union, the Pope will be President of Europe. That's not debatable. That's just a fact. It's going to happen. Now, as the EU president, he will then sit as what the Bible calls a horn. That's like a king. In a 10-nation global federation of nations. Look up Club of Rome. You'll find out all about that. It's already been set up by the Club of Rome. The UN has adopted it. They're going to break the earth, the globe, into regions. Now, I believe that evidently the Bible teaches they're going to have 10, I'm sorry, and then to begin with, like the Club of Rome. But he will then usurp 3 and then sit at the head of the other 7 and be the global prime minister. And there's a picture of the head of the Vatican State addressing the United Nations as a member of the United Nations. And I have just given you a beginner's course. We could go week after week and continue studying this. And all I'm telling you is what you're seeing with this Pope now and the appointment of the next Pope, don't buy into the whole Malachi thing. Buy into the scriptural thing. It could be the last Pope. Every Pope could be the last Pope. We don't know. And we won't know because we're going to be raptured and then the confirmation of the covenant takes place. But what we do is we see what's going on and see the stage is set. And it ought to get your fire stoked. It ought to get you excited about the fact you're living so close to the end. Now, it may be years down the road, but it sure looks close. Yeah, I've said this so many times. When you come around September and October and you start seeing the Christmas decorations go up, right? That means Thanksgiving's getting close. Amen?
Yes.
You understand that? That's the same thing with the rapture. There's no date for the rapture or even signs for the rapture. But we do have signs for the second coming. So when we see the signs of the second coming taking place, then we know the rapture's got to be getting close. And that's where we stand right now. That's where we are tonight.
Be sure to visit our website at kjvbiblebelievers.com, where you can find a wealth of MP3 audio message downloads, along with additional videos, articles, and links. This message is brought to you by Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. I am Greg Miller. Thank you for listening.
It is a documented fact. New versions of the Bible are Vatican versions. You will not be told this by most ministries, even though it is a fact. You will not be told this in most Bible colleges and seminaries, even though it is true. New versions are Vatican versions, and you can see the proof laid out in a free 2-hour documentary available to watch in streaming video at kjvbiblebelievers.com, where you will find a link in the right column menu. Just go to kjvbiblebelievers.com and click on New Versions or Vatican Versions. Don't buy the lies. Get the truth and get back to the King James Bible. New Versions or Vatican Versions is also available on DVD for a gift of $10 to cover costs. You can pay by PayPal at kjvbiblebelievers.com. Simply add a note requesting your DVD copy of New Versions or Vatican Versions, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. New versions are Vatican versions, and you should be informed. Watch the documentary at kjvbiblebelievers.com and get back to the King James Bible today.